Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Mock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Pearsall moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield strikes out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Lawler reaches third base with a triple. Fox scores. Torgerson scores. Dobie goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera. Williams reaches second base with a double. Klaus scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Donovan moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Donovan moves to third. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Donovan scores. Fox scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Bob Porterfield now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauch hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall bunts towards third. Hatfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Klaus strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon throws to first, with the pitcher covering, 4-1, and Porterfield throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-2 in the game. Mock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pearcel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Donovan strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vernon moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-3 in the game. Mock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.